This is a podcast from the BBC.
Here's Tuesday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. Do you really like someone in real life, like they're an actual friend, but can't stand them on social media? Also, surely Ella Eyre's answer phone message is her singing her song Answer Phone, right? We check and find out what a Kangatarian is. Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1. Hey, Chris.
Hey.
I need to admit something.
What have you done?
It's to do with something that belongs to you. Because if I don't tell you later, you'll smell it and you'll be annoyed.
What are you on about? What have you done?
I need to tell you now. You know the bag you bring into work every day?
Yeah.
It smells of lemon and herb.
My bag smells of lemon and herb?
Yes.
Why? What have you done to it?
You know those little pouches of optional dressing you get in pre-packed salads you buy from the supermarket?
Yeah.
And sometimes when you make an incision, like a small hole, and then when you squeeze them, you squeeze the dressing and it squirts out in the wrong direction.
So you've put that into my bag?
No, not in your bag. I squeezed the pouch next to your bag and it did do several spurts of lemon herb onto the bag.
How did you get several spurts out? That sounds deliberate to me. Also, there's loads of clothes in that bag that I need for later, so that's not good.
If it makes you feel better, my fitness watch also bore the brunt of that. So it wasn't on purpose. That's what I just want to say.
Incredible how clumsy you can be.
I know. Like the clumsiest person. Anyway, sorry about that.
I will forgive you.
Thank you. Better that I said it, right?
Yeah.
So while Camila Cabello was on stage in Swansea, we were stood next to her team side of stage. And these people, let me tell you everyone, were full LA. Yeah, I'm like wearing a vintage 85 Madonna t-shirt. I'm chewing gum. I'm looking really important.
They were very much yes people.
They really were. Every time Camilla looked over, like, am I doing okay? They were like yes, queen!
Swansea, we've had so much fun with you guys.
You're doing so good, girl. Keep going.
Scott Mills.
See, that performance had absolutely everything. Some yes people at the side of the stage going, yeah, slay girl.
They're like supportive mums, but not mums, younger.
Yeah.
Like, in the sense that, you know, like, if you were to do a performance and your mum would stand on the side and be like, go on, you can do it.
I believe that if you're that level of pop star, you do have those people just following you around going, yes, you're really good. No, you're the best.
You are the best, queen.
Incredible brass there with Cabello as well. And all the stage tricks, which I love. I mean, they're classics, but the whole, like, I can't hear you, you need to be louder.
Call and response.
I almost thought she was going to split the crowd in two at one point, but she didn't. She stopped there. Which side's louder, this side or this side? All the old classic tricks.
Yeah, or she could have done the old, you know, ollie, ollie, ollie.
Yeah, well, we're seconds away from that, I think, but yeah. Amazing set.
Scott Mills.
Right, Chris, we've got a voice changer situation here. We're going to have to crank up the machine to change their voice. We've been asking, do you have a mate that you love in real life, cannot bear on social media? Hello, Louise.
Hello.
That's not your real name?
It's not.
It's because you're about to grass up your best mate as being awful on social media.
Very much so.
Okay, so tell me about your best mate. How would you describe him in real life?
Completely normal, nice, funny, just a good guy.
Caring, kind.
Yep.
And you really get on in the real world?
Yep, we're completely compatible.
Oh. Compatible with your friend?
Okay.
Yes.
But, like, if you go to the pub and stuff, you have a nice time together. Do you know what I mean? You get on, there's great conversation.
Yeah, we talk about everything. Have a laugh, have a few drinks.
You're just really normal. You're really on a level with that person.
Bestie.
Yes, bestie.
Now describe him on social media.
Awful.
Have you addressed this with him?
No.
Oh, right, which is why you've got a voice changer on, I suppose.
It is, yeah, so I don't want to say anything because he's very sensitive.
But can't you just have a chat and be like, mate, I've noticed this?
He wouldn't take it very well.
Would you not?
No.
Okay, so what have you noticed that you haven't told him about but is really actually annoying you?
Well, he has 4 alter egos. Jeremy Corbyn being the first one.
Who?
Jeremy Corbyn.
Is the first alter ego?
Yes.
What do you mean?
Every single day, post something that's political in the news that day that he knows absolutely nothing about. And they're triggering posts.
So like a political statement or comment and he hasn't got a clue?
He hasn't got a clue. But he'll literally write about 10 paragraphs, an essay, and get people to debate on his page.
Just to get some kind of engagement, right?
I mean, he's the type of person that if he doesn't get more than 10 likes, he'll delete it.
Yeah, we all know one of those. Okay, so we've got the politics. What else is annoying?
The constant non-credited jokes and memes that he's literally copied and pasted from the internet and said that he's made it.
Oh, wow. Okay, so what, he just nicks memes and other people's jokes?
Yeah, and you know the type of BuzzFeed articles that are like, oh, have you seen this in Friends? You will never have noticed it before. You won't be able to unsee it. He's the type that will literally copy and paste the entire article and say that he noticed it in Friends.
Oh, no.
Straight off BuzzFeed.
Yeah.
The worst type of social media user, as in taking everyone else's funny tweets and that and putting them out as his own.
Mm. Yeah, literally. Even the ones that have, like, thousands of retweets that everyone has seen, he has no shame.
Yeah. Does no one call him out on it? Do you not look at the replies?
He deletes the comments.
He's in complete denial. I love it. And I bet there's more where this has come from, isn't there?
Yeah, so he's a big fat liar.
Right, okay, we'll get to that next.
Scott Mills.
Louise is on. She loves her best mate. He's normal, he's nice, he's caring, but horrendous on social media. Hey, Louise.
Hello.
Louise is on a voice changer right now because she doesn't want her best mate, who does listen to this show, to hear that he is an awful person on social media, but lovely in real life.
Yes.
And you don't want to be the person to tell him?
No, I do not.
That's why we've put you several octaves higher. Right, so your friend, he puts political posts on the internet, has no idea, takes other people's jokes and memes, copies and pastes loads of articles that are generally off of BuzzFeed or some other site, and then he said he was a liar too.
Yes, he is a big fat liar.
In what way?
He will post statuses that literally say something that could never happen, but they did.
Like what?
So, something along the lines of, a dog literally jumped into my upstairs window and got into my bed with me.
And it never happened.
What? That couldn't happen.
Well, it could have happened, but you're saying the amount of times he tweets is very unlikely.
Mm.
And also, we would have just eaten Spag Bol too, together. And he will write a status saying, just ordered a cheeky Domino's.
Yes.
But you've just had Spag Bol?
Yes.
Why is he doing that?
I don't know.
Is this guy, would you say he's an attention seeker?
Oh, yes.
Tell me some other lies.
Oh, about celebrities that he's met out in the street.
Who's he met?
People like Holly Willoughby.
Mm-hmm.
Some sort of boxer who I have no idea who it is.
Anthony
but
Joshua?
They would not have been where we live.
Where do you live? Oh, you don't want to tell me, do
somewhere
you?
Rural.
Okay. Somewhere rural. I mean, the thing is with all of this, this stuff might have happened with him. It's very unlikely, but you could be painting the wrong picture here of this person. But isn't it amazing how much you like this person in real life and how much you seem to dislike them on social media, even though, like, it's one of your best friends?
It's almost as if it's not him, but someone is using his name.
That went full Peppa Pig then, I'm not going to lie.
Full PP.
Yeah.
Should ask this, why don't you just unfollow? Or is it because you're his friend, you can't?
Can't do that.
He's literally my best friend. He will know.
And you don't feel you can say it?
I don't.
You don't want to give him a call right now and just say, mate.
Oh, absolutely
sort
not.
It out. No.
No?
No?
Okay, that's a nice
no,
idea.
Nice no idea. Way.
So we've gone through some of his comments. What happens on his photos?
They are so photoshopped and so beauty filtered that I literally think I don't have my glasses on. What? They're so blurry.
Oh, right, really out of focus?
Well, yeah, because, you know, the beauty filter just blurs everything.
Yeah.
It's too much.
Right, yeah, so you can really overdo that, can't you?
Yes.
is when you've passed it through several different filters. So you like filter one pick, save it, put it through the next filter and do that. Mm. Four or five filters.
Yeah. Actually just look like a waxwork.
Yeah, he doesn't look like him.
But the thing is, the pictures do make him look better, yeah?
Yes.
Everyone lives their best life or perceived best life through social media, however good or bad that is.
But I don't understand why you'd have a spaghetti bolognese and then be like, oh, just ordered a cheeky pizza.
More relatable to his audience. It's like you, Scott. Like, you're not going to be on there saying, I've just had caviar for dinner, are you?
we all know the reality,
yeah,
Chris.
Yeah, the reality is you're spooning it in. In fact, you're not even spooning it in. One of the hired help is spooning it into you. On social, though, he's eating chicken and kale. He's there tweeting away with man feeding him grapes.
No, I'm not true. Scott Mills. Get ready to wave goodbye to your evenings as of Monday, or a lot of you will anyway, because the Love Islands is back. Love Island.
And the Islanders have been announced, right?
It's just been announced today.
This was never a thing before. I really couldn't have cared less before, up to last year, about who was coming on. I don't think there was this hype before. Am I right?
Absolutely right.
Because I was only new last series to Love Island.
When I texted you earlier saying it's been announced, you were like, right, what are all their names? You really care now.
Well, I'm interested to see how they follow up, because last year seemed quite special.
So we've got Jack. He sounds like a lovely man.
I'm Jack. I'm 26. And I sell pens for a living. I wasn't allowed to work with the women at one point because when we was hiring the women, I used to end up sleeping with them. And there's now a rule that we're not allowed to sleep with any employees. So I've actually sort of listened to that now. But in the past, when I was younger, I'd done it every single time. But it's changed now. They're actually being kept in a separate room to us now.
Oh, brilliant. Well done to you. Your mum must be proud.
And that's the first one announced there. That's like his CV.
Leave off the girls in the pen shop. And we've got Niall. Obviously taking university very seriously.
Like, everyone in my university, they'll all have, like, heated debates about legislation and policies, and I just want to know who was out at the weekend doing a few bits.
OK, good.
The thing is, wasn't there, like, 3 billion people that have applied to be on this show?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what the selection process is.
They've all been chosen for a reason here.
Oh, actually, I know why Niall has. He's a massive Harry Potter fan and obviously loves an innuendo.
I love Harry Potter. I've got Hermione Granger's wand tattooed on my forearm. If a girl is lucky on a night out, she may be able to come back and see my wand.
See the wand.
Well, yeah.
See the wand.
It's so obvious. Okay, then, let's try and meet Kendall.
Hi, I'm Kendall. I'm 26 and I'm from sunny Blackpool. I'm currently a manager at a shoe shop and I get 33% discount, so it's pretty good.
Yes, 33% discount on shoes there.
So 33. If say, 200,000 people have applied for this show or
more.
Something. Oh, was it more? Okay, well, let's go. A million people have applied. Is this all they have to say to get on?
This is why I told you my mate Jack would have been perfect for this.
How's he not got on?
I don't know. Hello, Wes.
I'm Wes. I'm 20 years old. I'm from Staffordshire and I'm a nuclear systems design engineer.
Hey-o.
If I was going to be an emoji, I would be the aubergine because I have a big...
Classic. Also, there's Laura. She's a member of a certain club that no one's talked about for at least 50 years.
I'm Laura. I'm 29 and I'm an air hostess from Scotland. I am a fully fledged member of the Mile High Club.
Hello! Also, say hello to Danny Dyer's daughter off of EastEnders. Her name is Danny Dyer. Serious. They know what they're doing, don't they? Danny says that she'll dump anyone on the show that mentions her dad. Good luck with that. She also knows how to pull a perfect pint.
I can pull a perfect pint, and the way you pull a perfect pint is usually, so you have to pull the lever up, and then you have, like, the pint there, and you just wait a little bit, give a little smile, and you stand there, and then you start like doing a little.
It's gonna be something about the hair, isn't it?
And then you pull the lever up.
Oh yeah.
And then you just give it to them, and you have to make sure it's got like the perfect head on it.
There we are.
I get the unpub wires.
Right, I've not heard that before, but I knew there'd be something about a perfect head. Awesome. There we are. There's just some of your Love Islanders. Also, I've just found out, and this will happen to a lot of people. I already know someone that's dated one of them.
Oh, listen, there'll be people listening right now because if their whole thing is that they've got with loads of people, and it sounds to me that some of those have, statistically, there will be at least, oh, God, how many do you reckon, Scott? 500,000 people that are listening right now that will have got with one of them.
Absolutely, yeah. It's a bit like rats in London. You're never further away than like 2 metres away from one, apparently. One of my friends dated the doctor. Is it Alex? The one from Camarda.
Oh, we didn't feature him in that little run-up there. That said, we'll say the cliched thing that I've heard everyone saying now, which is like, we've been really po-faced about it. We'll end up watching it, won't we?
However, what I'd quite like to do when it starts next week is give you another Love Island. It's kind of like an alternative reality, because the Australian one is also on at the moment. And I think, because everyone's going to be talking about the UK one,
true,
why don't we feature highlights of the Australian one every day?
Great idea.
Yeah, I like that, do you?
Also, just better in Australian.
Yeah, and you've got two Love Islands for the price of one. So if you're keen for that idea and you want to follow Love Island Australia as well, listen to our show next week. I'll give you a taster of how good the Australian one is. Check this guy out.
Are you vegan?
I'm pescatarian, so
pescatarian.
I eat fish.
Yeah, I used to be kangatarian, so I know what you mean. But I used to only eat kangaroo and fish.
Oh!
Because kangaroos aren't farmed.
Yeah, so. Oh, that's nice.
Oh, that's nice. I mean, it's peak Australia. You're not a kangatarian, that's not a thing.
Are you vegan?
I'm pescatarian, so
pescatarian.
I eat fish.
Yeah, I used to be kangatarian.
Scott Mills. BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Yes, Zoe!
Yes!
Where are you, please?
I'm in Buckinghamshire.
Buckinghamshire, where is it like biblical rain at the moment?
Oh, yeah, it's been thundering, actually.
I know, there's crazy scenes outside. You know how I like to pop out and get some fresh air around 2:30?
Yes.
It's all going off where we are at Radio 1 today.
Is it?
Yeah, the loudest... Yeah, the loudest thunder smash.
That's weird, because last time I was out in the weather, before I got here, it was all good. It was actually quite nice.
You're indoors anyway. Are you? Are you revising?
Have been, yeah.
Okay, what for?
A level, sadly. Okay.
Which ones though, in particular?
Well, physics is the one that I need the most.
All right,
physics.
We have a little break at the moment.
Yeah.
So you were listening with us on in the background revising. You thought, actually, I'm going to have a go at bangers today.
Yeah.
Do you find it hard to like listen to Radio 1 and revise at the same time, or does it help?
It kind of helps, actually.
Yeah, okay, good.
Yeah, but it's not distracting you from your work, is it? Or is it just sort of like, you can work along to it?
I can work along to it,
okay,
yeah.
That's good.
Because our voices are so bland that it just kind of just goes into like
your
one
background noise.
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
she didn't disagree. Yeah, okay.
I mean, you guys are just getting so self-depreciating right now, it's unreal.
Oh, yes! Hey, listen, do you like our idea of following Australian Love Island next week?
I mean, I love all things Australian, so bring it on.
Right, same. I'm saying yes. And some of the contestants look brilliant, and because it's Australian, it'll just be better. We'll do that next week. Okay, this is what I've got for you today, Zoe. Come on, and when it falls down, who you gonna call now? Come on, come on, and when it all classic Kanye.
Yeah.
Yes, All Falls Down. I'd love to have this one on today.
Oh, it is good, to be fair.
Feeling that, Zoe?
It's good, yeah.
Okay.
All right, I've themed mine around the weather today. Mine's good. It's very good, actually. Yes, Scott. You know you love this, really. This is Sash featuring Stunt, Raindrops. Brackets.
Really, it's very appropriate for
weather. Oh, God, four! Wait, wow. Scott, where was it where we were leaning out of car windows shouting at people, Encore en foie! And finding it like the funniest thing?
Don't know, it's probably like a late night somewhere.
It was.
Did you actually really do that?
Yeah, we're just stopping at traffic lights. So. Encore en foie!
It was like Norwich or something.
Yeah. Anyway, you had to be there. Cool story, bro.
Oh my God, I still can't believe you guys actually went out of this window and just yelled, Encore en foie!
Why would we not? You know us.
That's what we do.
Right. Okay, Zoe, it's decision time.
I mean, with all this story and everything, I really want to hear Raindrops just because it's on Car and Bar.
Okay, then.
One. Hey, I'm Riyad.
And I'm Alex.
We've got a brand new podcast and it is called Unexpected Fluids.
It's about embarrassing stories of sex gone sideways.
My name is Chidera and I'm also a squirter.
Hey!
Yes, sex going every way.
I did actually once get electrocuted. My foof has never been the same since.
It's quite literally the warts and all of what really happens between the sheets, in the shower, maybe in the shed, whatever you're into.
We're not here to judge.
It's moist, it's messy, and you're definitely going to need a wet wipe.
But be warned, it's not for the faint-hearted.
Oh! It's available now from the BBC iPlayer radio app.
And from wherever you found this podcast.
always miss it. That was Sash and Raindrops.
Love that some people got involved in that. I know. Like, especially if the weather's a bit ropey where you are.
Yeah, Wayne says, I'm driving on my way to Ellesmere Port and a car alongside me just signed to me to wind my window down.
Wind your window
down. I hope they were electric. Anyway, he did wind his window down. And he says, as I did, to turn you down on the radio, he just shouted, "Oh, Corfa!" at the top of his voice and drove off. I really hope that's happened to more people. Also, Zoe was great. Let's get her on again. Yeah. I'll be riding shotgun.
Scott Mills.
Never be alone. I'll be there for you. I'll be there for you. I'll be there for you. Never be alone. I'll be there for you.
Oh, it's no wonder some pop stars hate me, is it? It really isn't. Sorry, Jess. That was Jess Glynn. I'll be there on Radio 1.
Homegrown alligator, see you later. Gotta hit the road.
Scott Mills.
When you gonna let me know? I've been talking to your answer phone.
Banks and Ranks and Ella Eyre, answer phone on BBC Radio 1. I really hope that Ella Eyre's answer phone is that.
Well, we were just saying this, like, if she hasn't got that as her actual answer machine, she really is missing a trick, isn't she?
Yeah.
Like, if you produce a song like that, that would be the first thing that you go and do.
I would change mine immediately, yeah. I would change it to, you are talking to my answer phone, leave a message.
Totally.
Yeah.
Is this something that actually we could just check by calling her? Have you got a number? I haven't. Yeah, and you've never thought to just give her a call and check the answer machine situation? We'll do it now.
Hang on, yeah.
Great. Is she in your phone as Ella Eyre, or have you given her a code name so if someone robbed your phone, no one would... Hassler.
She's Ella Eyre.
She's just straight up Ella Eyre there.
Yeah, okay.
Who's next to her in the phone book?
Ella Henderson.
Oh, great. Any other famous? And then Ellen DeGeneres.
No, sadly not. I wish. Elliot.
Example.
Yeah. Now, why is he not an example? And then just my friend Emma. Not famous. Right, let's ring it.
What if she picks up?
Then I
don't want to talk to her.
Then I'll say, hang up. We're just trying to get your answer phone. Please don't answer.
This is the Vodafone.
No, that's rubbish.
That's very disappointing.
Why would you not, if you've got a song called Answer Phone, why would you not have it as Answer Phone? Right, I'm going to ring her back.
Scott Mills.
We've got hold of her. Hello, Ella Eyre.
Hiya.
You okay?
I'm all right. How are you?
Yeah, I'm just loving your track, really, at the moment.
Well, I'm good, thanks.
And I just saw on your social media that you've got the next one soon and you can't wait to get it out there.
Oh, yeah. It's been a long time in the pipeline, so I'm buzzing for it.
When you say you can't wait to get it out there, is that because the current one is on so much that you kind of get a little bit sick of it yourself?
I mean, that could be one of the reasons, but it isn't finished yet. So when it's finished, I can say that, yeah.
Okay. Right, so we just called your answer phone. Your phone. And it just says, like, welcome to the voicemail of. Right, why haven't you changed it? Like, that's the first thing I would do.
I think, you know what? Like, no one has their own voice as their answer phone. No one likes it. The sound of your own voice, it's just like... Do I have to do it?
I know what you mean. It did used to be a thing. It's really not so much anymore. Like, the guy, the X Factor voiceman, used to earn a killing on doing voicemails. People's like, you have reached the voicemail for...
You're right, though. I've not really thought about this before. No one has their own voice on it anymore, apart from your mum.
It's just easier, isn't it? Like, you don't have to spend hours re-recording it.
Yeah. My mum says it. Yeah, my mum still has it. It's like, hello, it's Sandra, leave a message. But like you don't generally have it.
I used to have a personalised one, and then there was a time that I went through where I would record them onto my phone. So I'd press play on like CD and play like Three Lions into the phone. You basically heard a bit of Three Lions for no reason.
What was your song on MySpace?
Oh, what was my song on MySpace?
I bet it was N-Dubs.
No, I reckon it would have been The Streets.
Yeah.
It would have been The Streets. But you know what? It wasn't The Streets. And it's really bugging me that I can't think what the song was.
It's a good question.
It'll come to me, yeah.
Did you have MySpace though? Do you remember what yours was?
Yeah, I think mine was probably like the Arctic Monkeys.
Yeah.
I've got a horrible feeling mine was something like Do you remember that DJ Ironic song "Stay With Me"? Like a really emo.
Was that,
swear it was something
yours?
Like that at one point. Yeah.
Classic. Right.
This is for another show, another time, I think. What was your song? Anyway, you need to get that sorted. So I think it should be like, you are talking to my answer phone, Nana.
You know what? I think you've got a point. You're on to something.
Okay.
I mean, it's an obvious thing, really, isn't it?
Yeah, I know it's old school, but would you do it just for us, just for our amusement?
For you. All right, okay.
Okay,
and we will test this right, in a second.
I'll call you back in a couple of songs. Don't answer, and then right. Just...
And don't take that badly, by the way. We do like talking to you.
Yeah, yeah. I just want to hear the answer phone.
We're here for the voicemail.
All right, I'll make it good. No pressure.
All right.
Scott Mills.
Ella Eyre, despite doing a song with Banks and Ranks called Answer Phone, doesn't have her saying, leave a message on my answer phone.
It just would have been the first thing I would have done in that situation.
So she says that she's going to have changed her voicemail now for us. If we call back and she hasn't, we're going to look really stupid.
Mm.
I really hope she's done it.
Hey, it's Ella, it's my answer phone, Nana. I'm too busy to pick up the phone right now.
Yes.
Leave a message, I'll come back to you, Nana. Or just text me, because it's easier, Nana. Easier, Nana.
Please leave a message after the tone. When you finish recording, please hang up or press the hash key for more options.
That's exactly what it should be like, Ella. Thanks, love you.
Scott Mills.
Back tomorrow from 1 p.m. on BBC Radio 1.